All right, patient's name is Donna Whitten, Whitton, 9548, 120, Rivermont AL, CC, insomnia and constipation, HPI, 77-year-old female, sitting in her recliner. She was watching television and in good spirits, period. I commented on a book that patient had on her end table, and she then proceeds to tell me that she's only read a chapter of the book, as she still has right eye blurriness. Period. Patient had Bell's palsy affecting the right side of her face approximately 4 to 5 months ago, and is still dealing with a visual issue. Period. I asked if she had seen an ophthalmologist or neurologist regarding this. She has an appointment that she'll be scheduling with ophthalmology, period. Patient has had a problem with insomnia preceding her admission here. And on admit, patient was taking melatonin ER 5 milligrams POHS. It was effective for a couple of months, then not effective. Trial of Restoril at 7.5 milligrams was started in early November, and it has helped, but recently less effective. She asks if there could be an increase in the strength as she does get to sleep, but then she has early morning awakening. And I told her that we could go ahead and do a trial, increasing it to 15 milligrams at bedtime. She's happy to hear that, and so that will start this evening, period. Patient had two visitors who are friends of hers come in today, and then when I went back to speak with her, her daughter had called on the phone, and when she found that I was there, wanted to speak with me, and it was regarding the referral that I had sent to Norman Neurology Group. Daughter voiced her displeasure that she wanted her mother to be seen by the neurologist who followed her father, Dr. K. And I told her that his wait list for new patients is 9 to 12 months, and that her preference was not ever mentioned to myself or the nurse who did the referral, period. Patient's daughter also made a dental appointment for her, which she has canceled. And daughter was upset about that as well, period. Earlier when I went in to see patient today, the issue of right eye blurring, preventing reading, and she normally is a voracious reader, is another reason why I think she needs to get in with a neurologist, period. We discussed it, and I told her that getting in with a neurologist who would likely have a contact with an ophthalmology neurologist, period. Okay, diagnoses, Parkinson's disease, MCI, paroxysmal AFib, history of DVT on anticoagulation, GERD, HTN, hypothyroid, borderline DM2, Crohn's disease, gastric ulcers, chronic constipation, and history of diverticuli. Allergies, NKDA, code status DNR, diet is low carb with thin liquid. Medications, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Ducasate 1 capsule BID, diclofenac gel to affected area, QID, Sinemet 50/200 milligram ER tabs, 1 tab HS, and Sinemet 25/100 tabs, 2 tabs, 8 a.m., 12 noon and 4 p.m. Lexapro, 20 milligrams QD. Levothyroxine, 50 mcgs QD. Prilosec, 20 milligrams AM and HS. PEG solution, QD, PRN. Refresh, tears, ointment, right eye, BID. Tramadol, 50 milligrams BID. Tamazepam, 7.5 milligrams HS will be changed. B complex, 1 PO QD. Vitamin C, 500 milligrams, 2 tabs QD. D3, 25 mcgs QD. Allergies are NKDA. Code status is DNR. Diet is low carb with thin liquid. Vital signs 142 over 75, 77, 97.0, 17, 98%. Weight not available. General, patient initially seen reclining. She was alert and in good spirits and then seemed to enjoy when her company arrived. And was aloof about her daughter being upset with her period. Neuro, patient is able to give information. She's alert and oriented times 2 to 3, soft-spoken but clear speech, content coherent. She understands given information. She has a calmness about her and doesn't seem to react to much going on around her. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm without murmur, rubber gallop, PMI non-displaced, respiratory normal effort and rate, lung fields are clear, no cough and symmetric excursion. Abdomen is soft, bowel sounds present, no distension or tenderness. HENT. Right eye, there is lid lag where it doesn't close completely. The sclera does not appear to be dry. Patient does have an eye patch that she can wear, but states that her eye often will close more than it is when I was seeing her. She also has eye lubricant that she receives daily. There is no significant difference in her nasolabial fold, and there is no drooping of the right side in comparison to the left side of her face. ANP number one, status post. Bell's palsy diagnosed 12/20/25 with residual right eye blurring. A patient will hopefully be referred to a neuro-ophthalmologist regarding her eye and vision, period. Number two, Parkinson's disease. Referral for to see Dr. Matthew Ryan, Norman Regional Neurology Associates, period. This will be sent and we'll await to hear a response. If I don't hear back within the next 30 days, we'll contact them again, period. Next is insomnia. Patient did have benefit from 7.5 milligrams of tamazepam when she first started. Now it's lessened, so I'm increasing it to 15 milligrams POQHS. We'll use the 7.5 milligram tablet times 2 to equal 15 milligrams till gone, period. Oh, and also I need to add patient's weight. It's 155 pounds. And then next is borderline diabetes. A1C is 6.4. She is not on a low-carb diet or DM2 medication. And for now, we'll monitor and defer treatment, period. Next is CMP review. Serum glucose is 152 and BUN to creatinine ratio is 24. Otherwise, it is WNL. Next is CBC review, all values WNL. And next is a hypothyroid patient is on levothyroxine 50 mcgs QD. TSH returns WNL at 3.65993950 and direct POA contact 10 minutes.